There are millions of Syrians who've simply left the country. Same with Iraqis who fled violence there. Yesterday on the show, we heard the story of a Yazidi family from Iraq that's starting life over in France. Today, Jean Carstensen takes a deeper look at the city that took them in.
Saint-Nazaire is known for its shipyards. It's a place in northwestern France where workers construct the world's largest cruise liners.
Here, it's a ship belonging to MSC, Mediterranean Shipping Company.
It's also known for the welcome it gives to refugees. Around much of France, anti-immigrant sentiment is on the rise, but not in Saint-Nazaire. It's a mainly working-class city that is a stronghold of the left. Beginning in early 2016, the city was one of the first in France to accept Syrian and other refugees as part of the EU's relocation program.
Au slogan dans les armes de la ville, dans la tradition française, une ville qui ouvre et qui ne ferme jamais.
This is the mayor, David Samson. He calls Saint-Nazaire the city that is open and never closes. As a port city, it's been that way for centuries. But Samsung says its current openness to refugees also has roots in World War II. Saint-Nazaire was under heavy Nazi occupation and wasn't liberated until the last day of the war in 1945.
Je sais que je parle à des Américains et vous avez été.
It was the Americans who liberated this city, Samsung tells me. So we have the habit of seeing people who don't come from our culture as coming to free us.
It's important to know that Saint-Nazaire have a very special history because Saint-Nazaire was destroyed at more than 80% during the Second World War.
This is Patrice Kalar. He's a school teacher from Saint-Nazaire. We chat over a lunch of Brittany-style buckwheat crepes. Kalar's grandfather was a war refugee during World War II.
He was obliged to leave Saint-Nazaire to escape the bombing. In his refuge, he met my grandmother.
His grandparents were war refugees. So when he saw the now famous photo of a Syrian refugee boy laying dead on a beach, he decided to do something. 2 years ago, he teamed up with some friends to form a volunteer group. Why did you want to help the refugees here?
Without war refugees, I wouldn't exist. So this is my personal reason.
The government pays for basic food and housing for about 200 refugees in Saint-Nazaire. But volunteers like Kalar do everything else, from teaching French to helping families navigate daily life. He takes me to visit a Syrian family he's gotten to know. His young son joins us as we huff up five flights of stairs in the public housing project where they live.
All refugees are loving my son.
He makes
them to laugh.
We find Kalar's friend Mahmoud Al-Hayak at the top of the stairs.
Do you speak English?
Je parle français, je parle anglais.
Anglais aussi.
Kalar also makes Mahmoud laugh. It's clear they've formed a deep bond. Al-Hayak says people like Patrice Kalar have made him feel welcome in Saint-Nazaire.
J'aime bien ici parce qu'il y a de mes amis comme Patrice.
He says he likes it here now because he has friends, like Patrice. They're not volunteers. They're my friends. Al-Hayak's story is a little different from that of other refugees arriving in France. He didn't just learn French. He was an engineering student in Paris in his youth before moving back to Aleppo to marry and have a family. Then in 2016, he had to flee Syria with his wife and three children after his home and electronics business were totally destroyed in the war. While entering Greece by land from Turkey as refugees, their eldest daughter was killed by a train.
Après, il est passé le train dans une seconde. Ma fille, je n'ai pas trouvé.
So when the train went by, they all jumped off, but they couldn't find one daughter?
Yeah.
They were stuck in Greece for months after the accident. But then France accepted the family for relocation. Luckily for them, they landed in Saint-Nazaire.
Qu'est-ce que tu bois avec à table? Qu'est-ce que tu bois?
Later, in town, I visit a French class for refugees. The teachers are volunteers from all walks of life. and seem as eager as Kaylar to make the newcomers feel welcome. I ask Jean-Luc, a retired engineer, why he takes the time to volunteer.
J'aime rencontrer les gens.
I love to meet people. It's very simple.
But you don't have to go too far from Saint-Nazaire to find people who aren't as open about inviting newcomers into their community. Local journalist Christophe Francois, who showed me around the shipyard in Saint-Nazaire, drives me through the elegant resort town of La Boule, just 20 minutes away.
Here we are in the west entry of La Boule.
Oh, the country club, the first thing we see.
Yes, exactly. It's a country club with a special stadium for horses competitions.
The central market is a glittering gourmet food extravaganza filled with well-heeled shoppers.
How does this market compare to the market in Saint-Nazaire?
Nothing to compare. Everything is beautiful, seems so fine, and everything is in order.
Unlike Saint-Nazaire, La Boule hasn't taken in any refugees. It's not a right-wing town, but it's much wealthier and more insular. Christophe and I interview some locals outside the market, and I get a sense of a community that doesn't want to have its routines disturbed. Some don't want to talk at all, especially when they hear I'm asking about refugees.
Elle a suivi des familles de réfugiés qui sont arrivés partis de Grèce. Ah bon, d'accord.
She didn't want to.
No,
didn't
just
seem...
after the world refugee.
Others do engage. I meet Catherine and Christian, two elderly friends who won't give their last names.
Ils sont OK pour faire des efforts, pour apprendre à parler français.
They say France should help war refugees, but only on the condition that they adopt French ways.
Imposer leurs coutumes dans en France.
Ah non, ça voilà. Non, non.
Back in Saint-Nazaire, Mahmoud Al-Hayek's son and daughter play and count out loud. They count in Greek, which they learned in the refugee camps. Then in the Arabic they grew up with in Syria. After a year, they already speak excellent French as well. I asked Patrice Kaylar about what refugees need to feel at home in a place like Saint-Nazaire.
The first for integration is the French language. The longer they can't practice French, the longer they can't integrate.
But he also thinks local people have a responsibility to help refugees succeed.
The citizens of the place have to make an effort to welcome them, to meet them, and to share their culture.
Kaylar has certainly done that with Mahmoud Al-Hayek and his family. They had planned to move to Paris once they got settled in France. After all, Al-Hayek knows the city well from his years as an engineering student there. But now they plan to stay and make their new home in Saint-Nazaire. With Patrice, my friend, he says. He's not my friend. He's my family.
My life here now.
For the world, Jean Carstensen, Saint-Nazaire, France.
Jean's reporting is supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.